Do you know, I was just thinking there, I was looking at a bit of research with regards to people spending less than half an hour on their lunch break. And I was thinking about the office outside. I do see some of the very hardworking staff here sit and eat their sandwiches and their lunch in general, yogurts or whatever they have, at their desk. They never get a breath of fresh air during the course of the week. Now, I'm sort of cocooned in here from 8 o'clock through to 12 noon. And once, say, 12 o'clock comes, I'm onto the sandwiches and out the door. Now, I want to speak to Helen Graves, who's an expert in the field. Helen, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
You are the author of 101 Sandwiches, and you're concerned about people who maybe aren't spending enough time getting away from their desk and rushing their lunch. I suppose over there you call it a sarnie, we call it a piece. Do you have your piece with you? I have to admit, recently I've been eating too much cheese and peanut butter. I have to stop doing that. That's bad for your heart.
Yes. So, well, what we're trying to say basically is that sandwiches don't have to be bad for you. There are lots of sort of healthy options, which is what this this research is all about, really, because it found that so many people actually would choose a sandwich for lunch, and we just wanted to really let people know that actually it can be a healthy option. So that's what the research was about. It was commissioned by Whole Earth Peanut Butter. And we've used peanut butter in the sandwich.
Oh, you've got peanut butter as well? I didn't even know that. I love peanut butter, but it can't be good for you if you take it every day. However, I've got a soft spot, and I emphasise I don't take it every day. What about crisp sandwiches? Do you guys go for that, or is that just a tato thing over here?
No, that's a UK thing too. I think it's all about the crunch, isn't it? It's about the contrasting textures, which is what makes a good sandwich in general, I think.
Really, we should simply have lettuce and tomato if we're going to be health conscious.
No, I don't think that's true. So what we've done is we've used peanut butter in this sandwich, and what we're trying to say is that actually it's full of protein and fibre, so it can actually be a healthy ingredient. And what we've done is we've created a sandwich called a banh mi, which is a Vietnamese sandwich, and we've used peanut butter in there, and we've also used lots of vegetables. And we've had it. We've worked with a nutritionist on this and things. So it's actually a really healthy sandwich that you can not feel bad about eating for lunch.
Should we always make our own sandwiches, Helen? I'm concerned when I go into the supermarket or the chemist and you see those wee triangular sandwiches and it says, you know, best before or eat by. And you wonder what sort of boy put the filling into it.
Yes, it is a worry. And I think, you know, it's really important to use fresh ingredients, you know, make your sandwich at home. And this research that was commissioned by Whole Earth was saying that, you know, a lot of people are bringing their own food in from home. Apparently most people from the East Midlands, which was quite interesting. But yeah, you know, as long as you're using natural ingredients, which is what Whole Earth Peanut Butter is about, there's no nasty stuff in there, using, you know, fresh vegetables, then, you know, a sandwich can be a healthy option. And I think you're right, those sort of triangular packets are really sad, aren't they? You know, packaged in protective environments, which is a bit of a warning bell for me.
Helen, we've had every cookery item on TV that you can think about, from cakes to buns to tarts to lasagnas to dinners. I don't think there's ever been a competition on the telly for making sandwiches. The Great British Sandwich Making Contest. Do you think would people watch that? They probably would.
I think that, you know, sandwiches should be everywhere. That's my opinion, having written a book about the subject.
Did you write that book, 101 Sandwiches?
Because I've always been obsessed with sandwiches, ever since I was a little girl. I just think they're so satisfying, and they're really convenient, and they're endlessly variable, and I've just always been really greedy for sandwiches, yeah.
What is the strangest thing you've ever put between two slices of best bread?
Oh dear, do I want to admit these things? I've put most things, I would say, between two slices of bread, even pies, and I don't recommend you do that.
I've done this, and this is, you know, I hate to admit it, but you know the way if you put battered fish into the oven and you don't actually eat it all and there's one left and you throw it into the fridge and the next day you're looking at it and it looks pitiful and then you put it into the microwave and you put it between two heels of a loaf. Do you know what a heel of a loaf is?
Is it the end?
The end, yes. Yeah. You put it between two heels a big squelchy piece of battered fish. You know, it's enough to put St. Peter off eating, but maybe not the loaves and fishes. Jeepers, it's biblical. It's biblical. As you say, you can almost put anything between two slices of bread.
Yes, I'm really getting an insight into your life here.
Helen, honestly, you do not want to get a major insight into my thought process when it comes to food. It is quite extreme. But people do eat bizarre things. Is there anything you can think of that we shouldn't be putting in sandwiches?
I think as long as you keep it, you know, fresh and wholesome, and you're using good, fresh, natural ingredients, you're absolutely fine. I mean, everything in moderation is all right. But, you know, as a general, lunch idea, I think you just want to get some balance in there, and, you know, some nutritional balance, basically. You don't want to be eating, you know, bacon sandwiches every day.
Yeah, fair point. Helen, I'll throw it out to see who's got the oddest taste when it comes to sandwiches here in Belfast. Good speaking to you.
You too. And can I just say, actually, if you wanted to make your own creation, there's actually a competition that Whole Earth are running on their website, which is wholeearthfoods.com. So people can get as creative as they like with that there.
So there you go. There is a competition, but it's online. Helen, good chatting. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
That is the renowned food developer and blogger, the lovely Helen Graves, author of 101 Sandwiches. What's the oddest thing you've ever had between two slices? Do let me know.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Here for you.